Renee takes center stage. Earning major Oscar buzz for playing Judy Garland, the star reflects on surviving the spotlight and finding peace. Renee Zellweger is explaining why one of her favorite smells is a dog's ear. Curled into a chair in a small ballroom of a hotel in Toronto on September 8th, the actress giggles despite her long day. "They always smell like puppy breath," she insists. Zellweger's own two rescues, Chester and Ellie, had to stay behind in Los Angeles, and it's obvious the actress is missing them, though she also doesn't mind the chance to sleep in. "Not that big ol' 110 pounds of snout at 5 a.m., she says. "I don't even know if they're hungry, they just want me to be up. Like, are you awake? Because there's so much we could be doing." Zellweger, who's 50, has come to understand the importance of alone time. The Texas native became a breakout sensation in 1996 after starring with Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire and cemented her place as America's spunky, quirky sweetheart with Bridget Jones movies. But from 2010 to 2016, she took a much-needed break from Hollywood and largely disappeared from the public eye. "I think I was really tired," she told People in 2016. A grueling schedule and intense public scrutiny of her relationship and later her looks had left Zellweger briefly depressed and burned out. Her return 3 years ago for Bridget Jones's Baby marked a new beginning for the actress. Now, her portrayal of the screen legend Judy Garland in the new biopic Judy is already making her a frontrunner for this year's Oscars. Zellweger plays Garland in the final months of her life in 68 to 69 at age 46, battling an addiction to pills and facing bankruptcy. The irony is that Renee is really feet on the ground stable, grown up and very clean living, self-sufficient woman, says Judy's director, Rupert Gould. In some ways, it's so unlikely for her to play this sort of highly emotional, all-over-the-place, addicted, damaged personality. But for Zellweger, the role hit closer to home. "Well, I mean, I have a little bit of understanding about what it's like to live with a public persona," she says. "I understand the vast gulf between what is written with that persona and the truth of their life." The actress completely transformed herself for the role by studying biographies, personal audio recordings, even bootleg music performances of the veteran actress and singer.